This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
And in this, in the dealing of an Odom, he's a Mu'ad independent of what he's damaging. Odom is Mu'ad Lo'ilam, that's the Odom himself is Mu'ad. The subject, man, is always a Mu'ad. Ben Shegeg, Ben Mezid, Ben Eir, Ben Yoshe, Ben Shikr. Whether it's Shegeg or Mezid, whether it's Eir or Yoshun or Shikr. But the Rambam, we noted, excludes Oynes. So the Mu'ad of Odom in the case of Hachayru B'chaveru seems to be a restricted Mu'ad for everything except Oynes. But Yoshen, strangely, is included. Even though Lichayru Yoshen also seems to be Oynes, Yoshen is also included. Im Chovo B'chaveru Ohizik Momen Chaveru Meshalim Min HaYofeshi B'nechosov. When is it that a Yoshin is chayev to pay b'shnayim sheyoshnu ke'echod v'nisapech echod mehem v'hizik et chaveiro yekora bigdo, where two of them lay down together and one turned over and damaged his friend or tore his clothes? But if one was asleep and another came to lie next to him after he went to sleep, ze shebo ba'acharino hu hamuad. The first one that went to sleep is not a Mu'ad, the second one is a Mu'ad. Why? What is the Rambam saying? That's the Lashon of Yerushalmi, but what does it mean? To be a Mu'ad, you've first got to be a Mazik. A Mu'ad is a type of a Mazik, isn't it? The first one wasn't a Mazik. He didn't do anything wrong. There was no Maisa Nezik at all. He went to sleep. That's all that it is, going to sleep. It's not a Maisa Nezik. What was the Maisa Nezek? The second one's coming was the Maisa Nezek. He's the Mu'ad. Ve'im heziku ayoshin potter, and therefore the sleeping man damaged the second man is potter. Ve'chein, and therefore also imeniach kli betzal ayoshin u'shevoroi potter. Sheze she'nichu hua Mu'ad, she'posha. It's a pshia, the careless thing to place kelim next to a sleeping man. So who's the Mazik? The Mazik is the one who placed the kelim there, not the one who went to sleep. Now, we learned that in the first case of the two men sleeping, you don't have to really come onto this, that he's the Mu'ad. You don't have to come onto that. Lamaisa, there's a simple Ptur, Oynes. That's part of the Ptur of Oynes. He went to sleep, there was nothing there. Somebody put something there, the Oynes. The problem is if somebody puts Kalim there. Somebody puts Kalim there, that's Mazik Momen. And by Mazik Momen, we noted, and we'll soon see again, that Oynes is not a Ptur. However, since the basis of the Ptur of Odom here, of Odom Ayoshen, says the Rambam, is not Oynes, but is a new concept of Hugorom, that applies even to Kalim. Even though Oynes doesn't apply to Kalim, this particular heter can be extended to Kalim too. That's how the Rambam seems to be learning the Yerushalmi. An ordinary honest in the Kalim would be where a man damages Kalim. How would a case of Oynes be in Kalim? The Rambam gives a case in Perek Vov where two people are walking in the Shus Arabim, each carrying a big chavis, and they bump into each other. Perek Vov, Hamazik Momen Chaveri. If a man damages the Momen of his friend, Chayev L'Shalim Nezik Sholim Ben Shoyo Shoygeg Ben Shoyo Onus. Whether it's Shoygeg or Onus. Different to Chayvel B'chaveru. Areyu Kemezi. Ketzan. Rambam gives an example. Nofal min hagag v'shiber es hakelim. A person fell off a roof and broke kelim. Oshinitzkal k'shul mahalich. Or he tripped while he was walking v'nofal al hakli v'shevoroi. and he fell on a kli and broke it, chayev nezek sholim. Then one is chayev nezek sholim shenemar, umake behem yishalmena, lechilek akosu, ben shayid lemezid. Makes no difference, shayid lemezid, or even oynes, no difference. Now, if you look back again, hold your place there, look back again to Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis. Mi shenofal min hagag, beruach metzuyo, vehezik chaya. The person fell off a gag in a normal sort of wind. Well, there wasn't a tornado blasting away, it was normal weather. He fell off, he's chayev. What is he chayev? Ba'arba dvorim, ufotu min haboshes. He's chayev the four things, only boshes he's potter from. So it's chayev nezek sheves tzar ripui, but not boshes, for reasons which don't concern us. Nofal beruach she'ina metzuyo. If he fell in a ruach she'ina metzuyo, what should the Rambam now say? Before you look further, remember we're in Hilchos Chovel Hamazik. What should halacha be? Potur, because it's oynes. So if we're right in the Rambam shita, then there in Perik Aleph it should be potur. Says the Rambam, chayev benezek bilvad potur mi'abad vorim. Abba Dvorim is potter from, but Nezek is Chayim. Why is it Chayim Nezek? Why is it Chayim Nezek? Bishlomoin ha-perik shishi, it says, Ketzad nofa min ha-gag v'shibir ha-sakirim v'shinit kal shumalek v'nofa l'alakli v'shvor chayim Nezek sholem. There is Chayim, because even Oynes is Chayim when you damage Kalim. But in Perik Aleph, where we were Medayek, both from the Rambam and from the Rashi on the Mishnah, that by Mazik Odom there's a Ptura Boines. Why is he potter when he falls off the roof in a Ruach She'ina Mitzuyo? What must be the answer? Why is he Chayev in falling off the roof, or falling off the roof in a roof with a Ruach She'ina Mitzuyo? What must be the answer?
Why didn't he say that in the Aleph
Yeah.
But the case that he gives is that case that we've learned already, which is it's Oynes Gemurah.
Which case?
The case that the Rambam brings with sleeping.
No, he's sleeping is a different thing altogether. Sleeping is a tour altogether of mice of the Haim Gormov. That's a different thing, says the Rambam.
So the fact that he brought you that case to make you high one less from probably.
No, he brings that case to show that there you're potter even with Kalian. There you're potter. He brings that to show that there you potter even with Kalim. The Kalim. That's how we learned. We learned the same as Tosfos.
Did he bring it later?
Why does he bring it here altogether? Because this is the place of Chovel Bechaveru. The Ptur which the Yerushalmi gives for Chovel Bechaveru of Odom Hayoshin is the Hu Hamuad. And the Rambam is explaining why that is the Ptur, not Stam Oynes. He says, because with that Ptur we can take it further to Kalim as well. So it has to be, you have to learn it here because it leads on. Why is the Rambam putting Kalim here? We've answered that. The Rambam is putting Kalim here because this is a peculiar Ptur learnt from the case of Odom Hayoshin. So what must be answered about Aruach She'ina Mitzuyo?
You could
Oh, so I think Barry is right. We're going to say it's not Oynes. The Rambam holds that's not Oynes. That's Shoigeg. What does oynes mean? Unavoidable, beyond your control. Is it beyond your control to fall off a wind in a ruach she'ina metzuyo? It is beyond your control. So why not? Oh, going to the roof is the, you shouldn't. What are you doing on the roof? What are you doing on the roof? The going onto the roof is already a shege good. You didn't deliberately fall off. But to call it an oynes, what are you doing on the roof? That's a dangerous place to be. So the Rambam holds that falling from a roof is a shogeg, not an oynes. That's how I want to learn the Rambam in Perek Aleph.
What
the Arba Dvorim is a different thing altogether. The limudim and tsukim and all sorts of things as to why, when the Arba Dvorim are chayv and when you're not chayv. The other Arba Dvorim and boshes is a different din altogether. That's a whole long sugya all on its own. Now let's go back to Perek Shishi.
Yeah,
only Nezek. So now he says, כיצד נופל אין פייק שישי מן הגג ושיבר את הכלי משניסקה כשהוא מהלך ונופל על הכלי ושבורו חייב נזק שולם. That is an example of שייגג. The Rambam hasn't come on to an example of אונס yet. That's an example of שייגג. Now look at הלכת דלת. היו אוילה בסולו. He was walking up a ladder. ונשמתו שלבו מתחתו. And a step of the ladder, a rung of the ladder broke beneath him. V'notlo v'hiziko, and it fell and damaged. Im lo yoisom hudekes v'chozoko chayev. If it wasn't well placed, if that step wasn't well fitted into the ladder and strong, then it's chayev. So Pshia, what's he doing walking on a rickety ladder? Ha'yiso chazoko hudekes v'nishmeto o'yishit liya. If it was strong and well placed and fell out, or it got wormy, it got rotten inside, what should the Rambam say now? Hareze? And what's the din of oines in Perek Shishi? Chayev, Hareze Chayev also. What does he say? Hareze potu. Why? But you see from the continuation that this is an unusual case. He doesn't say potu because of oines. Potu shizu make b'dei shamayim hi. He doesn't say potu because it's oines. He says, this is a different gezer, make b'dei shamayim, this is a new concept. Says the Rambam. So now we've got Shegeg, Oines, Heim Gormuloi, and Maki B'dei Shemai. After Ivid, Omer Avrum, Din Ze Einu Mechuvir, I don't understand this halach of the Rambam. No, sorry. V'chem Kol Kuyitze B'zeh. Kazuk Tatsforim, I'm sorry, this Omer Avrum. Tomo Ani, Maishno oines ze miruach sheino mitzuyo. See how the Ravid's learning? The Ravid has a different shita. The Ravid holds ruach sheino mitzuyo is an oines. And he holds that the stepladder is also a case of oines. Ubina yoshin, and yoshin is also a case of oines. The Ravid holds is only two things, oines and shoge. And you have to classify it into one of those. Where do we find all these different chilukim? And if we're going to hold that oines you're chayev for, that you should be chayev here too. Ubigmora mashma de lo islo ines, de islo lav ines. Okay, leave the second part of the Ravid still. We need another Gemara for that. That is the Ravid's kasha. Now, the case of Mishnah learns differently in the Rambam. Yamazik Momen Chaver Chayev, Kosov Harav Magid, Vaharav Loichilek. The Rav Magid, the Magid Mishnah, claims that the Rambam is not Mechalek between Oines Gomur and not an Oines Gomur. Because he makes no difference here between a ruach she'ena mitzuyo and a ruach mitzuyo. V'yesh litmoya ala Rava Magid, says the case of Mishnah. One has to question the Rava Magid. Sha'arei midino yo'ele b'tzulem v'nishmeto shelivu mitachtov shekotov rabbeinu b'soluch. If you look further on in Halacha Dalet, mashma behed yishu potu b'oinsim gemurim. That is a case of oines gomur. V'chein kotov sham Rava Magid atzmo l'das rabbeinu. And that's how the Magid Mishnah himself explains it. So what is the case of Mishnah saying? That halacha dalet, the case of the stepladder is an oines gomur, and the case of a ruach sheino mitzuyo is not an oines gomur. So how can the Magid Mishnah claim? The Magid Mishnah is back, I think, in Perek Aleph. Where is the Mighty Mishnah? Mighty Mishnah. Yeah. If you look at the end of Halacha Dalet here on Perek Shishi, end of Halacha Dalet in the Maggid Mishnah, v'hatam shiyeh potu l'das harav, and the reason it should be potu according to the rav is because they are entzim gemurim, because these are entzim gemurim. Ve'en ruach she'en ha'metzuyah in is kol kach, and ruach she'en ha'metzuyah is not such an oynes. That's how the Maggid Mishnah learns it. He learns the chiluk. There's a chiluk. Ruach she'en ha'metzuyah is not such an oynes, and the sulam is a bigger oynes. Ask the Maggid, ask the Rav, then the Rav's cash is very strong. What's the difference? What is the difference between the case of the sulam? If it's the difference in degrees, what's the definition? Why is ruach she'en ha'metzuyah not such a big oynes, and the sulam is a big oynes? What's the difference? In both cases, he's gone up and it's fallen down.
Maybe the idea is less.
Is less common.
It's more than
but Eina Metsuya means Eina Metsuya.
Yes, but he's something which is opposite
that, and the running is off. How often does it happen that such a strong wind comes and blows you off? Now, if you look at the first Magid Mishnah on the beginning of page 12, on the top of the page there, Hamazik Momin Mechavere, Mishnah Periket Sadai Haregel, Uchvar Kosavti Peregrishon, the Oines Gomu Shekos Vazal, Shehu Potter. But where there's an oynes gomer, he should be potter. Baharav loy chilek. That's what the case of Mishnah gets us said about it. The Magid Mishnah right at the top of the page. In Perek Vov. The very first Magid Mishnah on the Perek. Oynes gomer, she goes without. Shehu potter. Baharav loy chilek. That's what the case of Mishnah gets upset about. And on the one hand, the Magid Mishnah says that the Rambam is not mechalik between Oynes Gomer, on the other hand, he is. So there's a tumult altogether here as to what the Rambam means. But let us not get confused, and let us understand how we've learned. We've learned that the Rambam holds that a Ruach Shein HaMetzuya is not Oynes. Finish. Not Oynes Gomer, not Oynes Labgo, it's not Oynes at all. Our proof is from Perek Aleph. Because Perek Aleph, which is Chovel B'Chaveroi, the Rambam says that Oynes is a Ptur. The Rambam does not exclude the Ptur of Oynes. He only says that Meizid is not a Ptur. He only says that Shoigeg is not a Ptur. And the Rambam brings Ruach Shein HaMetzuya there and is Mechayev. So we're learning from that the Rambam holds that a Ruach Shein HaMetzuya is a Shoigeg, not an Oynes. And that's why here, where it comes, where the Ruach Shein HaMetzuya is Chayev. Because Shoigeg is Chayev here too, in both cases. The step ladder, the Rambam himself says, is not noiness. The step ladder himself, he says, is not noiness. That's a makir bidei shemayim. That's a different thing altogether. Noiness is further on. Noiness you'll find in halacha ches. You don't have it in your photo stats. Two people walking along Rishus HaRabim, each carrying big jars, and they can't see where they're walking. And both are allowed. You're allowed to walk in Rishus HaRabim with a big jar, because normally you assume that you walk slowly. And people will see that you can't see where you're walking, and people will avoid bumping into you. You leave it to them. But what happens if somebody else is also walking with a big jar? And the two jars smash, and they both break? That's an oiness. You're both entitled to walk. You're both entitled to assume that the other guy's going to look where he goes. It's an absolute coincidence that the other fellow is also walking in exactly the opposite direction, also carrying a jar in front of him. So you bump into each other. Kenzai. That's an oiness. That's an halacha ches. That's a case of oiness. But this is not oiness. This is makor bidei shemayim. What is Makir B'dei Shemayim? And why does the Rambam say that? That's our proof also, because if it was just Oynes, then the Rambam would say it's Potter, because it's Oynes Gomel. Why does the Rambam say Makir B'dei Shemayim? It's just strange Loshon. The Eben or Ezel gives a beautiful answer as to what this Makir B'dei Shemayim means. The Eben HaEzel says, note in the Rambam, what does the damage? He stands on the ladder, the step cracks, what happens then?
His body falling has a damage.
There's some kalim underneath, and he falls on the kalim and breaks him. Now look in the Rambam and tell me if that's what the Rambam says.
Not
Who's the lady who falls? The Shleva, the Ran. That's the case. This says the Eben Ezer is a different case altogether. Now for this we need to, if you want to enjoy this, we really need to photostat a piece of Makkos. Can we get a Gemara Makkos and just quickly photostat that Zion of the base? That's an interesting diuk, isn't it? This is not him falling. This is the Shleva damaging.
Read the Rambam and you just totally misled. Because you just don't take a note.
Don't read it. Don't read it. It's different gender. That's interesting, isn't it?
So far we have not had our case. What happens if he...
That's Zainal based, thanks.
Maybe that's in this case.
Is anybody learning Makkos and Bekiyas? Who's learning Makkos and Bekiyas? Lovely Masechta to learn. I was hoping that by this time, it's about a year since we started the scheme, any Gemara we looked at, anywhere in Shas, there would be somebody in the Shir who knew it well. And that was the idea of this program. That was one of the ideas of this program.
Obviously, this is a 10-year plan.
This one here. Thanks, Rabbi. That's what Eben Ezer says.
But did even the rabbi read the Rambam?
No, we'll see what it's all about. We'll see what it's all about. So what should the Nafkimina be? Why should it make any difference if it's the step that damages or if it's him that damages? So number one, it doesn't appear to be so much Odom HaMazik. So he's just a Goyre. He's a Goyre. So the whole thing is Min HaShemayim. If he would have, it's Mashmeh from the Rambam, that if he would have fallen, this wouldn't have been up to. Because when you're Mazik somebody else's Momen, it makes no difference what the circumstances are. You're always Chayev. Even in such a case. But here, where it's one step removed, it's not him being mazik. Good, so it's not Odom HaMazik. Now, this is a different sort of thing. This is just a weird coincidence. A weird coincidence. But that he says, I might give you the Shemayim. That's not, that's, he's, it's a grommer, it's all sorts of things, but it's not him. That's how we would have to understand the Rambam. But if it were him, if he himself fell down, there would be no such Patur.
Isn't this the case? If he throws something, then it's quite obvious.
Yeah.
So if
he's an honest,
he's
his heart.
So if someone makes him hit something, then his heart. So if someone makes him throw something,
you go with it.
So here it's put the
mate to planet
wall,
so it's the Rabbi Sazalman learns that it detaches him from the action. Honest, that's what honest does. It wasn't me. Now you can say it wasn't me if attacker wasn't you. What does honest mean? It wasn't me. It was beyond my control. So if the step falls and damages, I can point at that and say, that wasn't me. You're pointing at the step and you're saying, that wasn't me. Good, okay. There's horror to it. But if I'm lying there on top of the kelim, I can't say, this isn't me. It is you. It's not just the onus. It's you, Lamaisa. Do you understand the difference? That's the point that Rabbi Sazalman
makes. If someone makes him hit something, you can say that.
Yeah, it wasn't me, it was him.
He's quiet.
Yeah. Now, just to get the whole thing, we can't go through the whole Gemara now, but basically there's a... The last thin line. Leima ketanoi. Let us say that this machloik is about whether you're chayiv. What the Gemara is discussing is whether a person is chayiv golus only derech yirida, only if the murder takes place while he's bringing his hand down, like the case of the chopping, or even when he raises his hand. What exactly is the din? Leima ketanoi hayo oyele besulam. A man went up on the sulam. And this is the makor of the Rambam's halacha. V'nishmeto shalevo mitachtov, and the shalevo slipped out from under him. Tani chado chayev, tani idach potter. One tanis is chayev, one tanis is potter. Maila, b'hai kemiflig. Mistoma, this is the machlekes. The ma'asover yirida hi, or ma'asover aliyah hi. The machlekes, is this called yirida, or is this called aliyah? It's caused by the man going up the ladder. But the step falls down, gravity pulls the step down. So is this aliyah, or is this yirida? A machlekes tanoim. Loi, answer the Gemara now. The Kula Alme Aliyah. We can say that everybody holds that this is Aliyah. But Loi Kashin, Kan Le Nezokin, Kan Le Golus. When the one says Chayev, that means Nezek is Chayev. If he caused damage, then he's Chayev. The one who says potter is from Golus is potter because it's Derech Ali. So it's from here that the Rambam learns the din that the Shaleva is that you chayiv if the Shaleva falls out. That you chayiv, it says here, isn't the term. But which is against what the Rambam says. Yeah, then he goes on. That's the first case of where it's not clear. The Gemara goes on to say, now let's just look at the Rashi Lenizokin. It says Rashi on Lenizokin, parallel to the first thick line. Chayev im loy horgoy elo iziku. Chayev, why? De Lenizokin loy shanilan ben shegig le mezid ben yiride la aliyah. There's no difference between shegig and mezid or aliyah and yiride. So what does Rashi learn? That this is the Chayyur Rashi's learning that this is Shoigeg, isn't it? Also Shoigeg, in a sense. What's a Shoigeg? Because it wasn't a clear that it was a faulty ladder at this stage. The ladder wasn't secure. So he went up, it was avoidable, he didn't have to go up. It wasn't his intention to damage anybody, so it's not Mezid. But it's also not Onis, he didn't have to go up such a ladder. But we have the case of Chayiv, it's Chayiv. Now look at the Tosfos. Nishmato HaShaleva. V'horagtoi HaShaleva, says Tosfos. See that? And we're talking in a case where the Shaleva did the killing. Avalim horga odom potu debin in derech yirida. If it's the man who did the killing, then certainly he's potu. Because he did the killing as a result of him going up. That's not derech yirida. The only havamina that there's a chiyuv golus is if the Shaleva did the killing. So we have a mocker in Tosfos already for this, that it's the Shaleva which fell, not the Odom. And you'll see in Rabbeinu Chananel the same. You'll see in the Rabbeinu Chananel, he adds a word to the Gemara, 2, 4, 5 lines from the end of, 5 lines from the bottom of the Rabbeinu Chananel, the end of the line. The Shaleva, feminine. So the Rabbeinu Chananel and Tosfos all learn that it is the Shaleva which does the killing. And that's a different case altogether, says Rabbi Zalman. Now let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. In the Shulchan Aruch we're going to have a tumor. So the two places in the Shulchan Aruch, the same story. Chovel b'chaveroi is in Tafkof Aleph. If one unintentionally embarrasses a person, and if one assaults a person, says the Shulchan Aruch in Tzif Gimel, v'yesh imrim the tzar ripui v'sheves chayev afilu shelo bekavono v'vad shelo yeinis ela shoygei korav lemezid. That doesn't concern us. Next phrase concerns us. Aval benezek chayev afilu onus. But nezek you chayev even onus. That's not how the Rambam learns. This is chayvel, so this is equivalent to the Rambam's Perik Aleph. And he says clearly onus is chayev. Why? The odom word le'ilum ben shogeg ben mezid ben er ben yoshin. So the Rambam, so the Shulchan Aruch seems to be learning that er and yoshin is an example of onus. That yoshin you chayev because of onus. That's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to be learning. And to support him is the case of Ruach Sheinu Metzuya. If you're going to learn that Ruach Sheinu Metzuya is Oines, then that's the Makor to say Odom is Chayev Oines, even if he damaged, even the Perik Aleph Odom is Chayev in the Kech. Bamed Vorim Amurim Sheyoshin Chayev
ושיושנו שניהם כאחד ולספח אחד ממה חבר והזיקו יקרו בגודו אבל אם היו אחד יושנו וחבר ושוחו בצידו זה שבו בא אחרינו חייב עם הזיק לראשון ועם הראשון הזיק פוטו. Why should we say, what's the reason for that? Why is he potter? So the Ramo adds, so the Ramo introduces us to the Shulchan Aruch Shita, which is that there is a difference between Oynes Gomer and Lav Oynes Gomer, like the Kesef Mishnah, which is of course the Shulchan Aruch, and like the Magid Mishnah. Okay, but unlike the way we learned in the Rambam. Don't forget, the Kesef Mishnah learned like this in the Rambam. Remember that? The Kesef Mishnah said these Chilukim Vaharaya, that the Rambam says that you're chayev in the case of, that you're potter in the case of Tzulom, and you're chayev in the case of a Ruach Sheinu Metzuyo. So the Kesef Mishnah said, from there, you see that the Rambam is mechalik between their oinsim and their oinsim. All oinsim are not the same. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, is l'shitosoi, that you've got an oines gomer and an oines which is not an oines gomer, and that's what the Ramo means. וכן אם יניח כלב בצד יושן ונספח עליהם ושבורם פוטו שזה שיניחם בצדו פשיה הוא במה שיניחם בצדו. And likewise, if somebody puts kelim by the side of somebody who's sleeping, the one who put the kelim there is chayev, because he is a pashia for putting them there. And that, if it wasn't for that pashia, then it would stand by oynes, and by oynes there's a chiyuv. But since there's that pashia, the person who put them there, and when he went to sleep, there was nothing there at all, there's nothing he's done wrong. Therefore, so that's an oynes godel. So these are cases of oynes godel. Says the... Sorry? Calls who shoy gay?
Okay.
Which call, who, in which case? Where? No, sorry. Where are you looking? Beis Yosef.
When they
take him
back, and he is called the moon.
Yeah. Here he calls him a pusher. Where? No, the Shulchan calls him a pusher. A pusher. Oh, the Rambam says Muad v'posheya, doesn't he? The Rambam says Muad v'posheya. Muad is from the Loshon of the Yerushalmi. So the Rambam is Mefarish. What's Pshat? Muad v'posheya. The Shulchan Aruch just takes the Rambam's Pshat. He doesn't take the Loshon of the Yerushalmi at all. He just takes the Rambam's Perush. So this Shulchan Aruch is the Shita of the Rambam according to the Kesef Mishnah. But it's not the Shita of the Rambam according to us. Okay, which is an awful lot to take on our shoulders, isn't it? To be chaylik with the Shulchan Aruch and how to understand the Rambam, that's a little bit brave. But it's not so simple. Let's now go to Shin. What's the other one?
Shin
Ayin Ches, which is now Mazik Momon Chaveri. Shin Ayin Ches. Sure. Shin Ayin Ches, I've got a surprise for you. Yeah, this is the Shin Ayin Ches. Also, lahazik momen chavere, v'lo legrum shum hezek. And he starts. The Shulchan Aruch starts with also lahazik momen chavere. If there's an issue to do damage, it's not just a mandatory compensation. For example, am I allowed to come to you and damage your kelim and say, don't worry, I enjoy damaging kelim and I will compensate you handsomely for any damage I caused? Nonsense. That's an issue. Can't do that. V'meziku avapishen anene chayev l'shalim. And if he was mazikim, then apart from having done an isur, he has to pay, he has to compensate. Nezik sholim, ben shoyo shegeg, ben shoyo onus. Good, okay, that's the lotion of the Rambam, and this is nizke momen, this is odama mazik momen chaveiro, so that's fine. Adds the Ramo again, v'davka sheina onus gomu kumushi yizboe. Again, the same proviso, so we see the Ramo learns in the Shulchan Aruch, there's no difference between mazik momen and mazik odom. That diuk that we made, the Shulchan Aruch is not accepting. Ketza, for example. Nofo me'agag v'shover, it's a kliyush nitkal, k'shu malak v'nofal ala kliyush v'oru chayev nezik sholim. Nofo me'agag v'ezik chayev l'shalim nezik sholim, ben sh'nofo b'ruach m'tsuyah, ben sh'nofo b'ruach she'inu m'tsuyah, d'lo im mikri oynes gomur. Says the Rambam, that is an oynes, but it's not an oynes gomur. We learned in the Rambam that it's not an oynes at all, it's a shoygeik. The Rambam is clearly is chilek with what we're saying. Okay, based on the two, that's not an oynes gomur, it's an oynes, but not an oynes gomur. There we got it. That's the essence of the difference in the Perush. He has a different gears in the Rambam. He's learning the man fell. So you can't make that chiluk that the Rabbi Zalman wants to make in the Rambam. If the man fell and damaged, that's a case of onus. So why is he potter if he falls on somebody's mom? So you see, the Rambam must hold that there is a p'tur of oynes gomur, and he learns that the pshat of bidei shemaim. Im lo yisom b'udekas b'chazok echay b'mos muzikim b'udekas b'shmita oshed liyo harezeh potter shezu maki bidei shemaim hu v'chein kol k'yitzi b'zeh. Now if you look down at the Vilna Gaon, at the very end of the bottom line of the first column of Vilna Gaon, he just says, "V'zeh she'omar k'moishe yisboi." This which the Ramo said about v'dafka she'ena onis gomer k'moishe yisboi. Remember that? He introduces us here to this restriction that when are you chayev even bo'enis if it's not an onis gomer k'moishe yisboi, as will become clear. Ratzoinu lomar b'siv vav v'chein b'siv gimel, says the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon makes it clear that we've got to learn Siv Gimel as an Oynes Gomel, and that's Pshat in Makir Bidei Shemayim in the Rambam. When the Rambam says Makir Bidei Shemayim, that means Oynes Gomel, and that defines the difference between Oynes Gomel and Oynes which is Lav Gomel. If there's absolutely no way you could have avoided it, then it comes in a Shemayim. Where else does it come from? And that's why you're Potter. You're Potter not because it's Oynes. Oynes you Chayim, because in Odom HaMazik there's no concept of Oynes, but there's another concept. The Ribbono Shel Olam did it, not me. That's Pshat in Oynes Gomel. That's the Rambam teaching us what's the Pshat in Oynes Gomel. Now Tosfos didn't learn that as the Pshat in Oynes Gomel, because Tosfos learned on Daf Kaf Ches, you'll remember, with the Kad. Remember the Kad in Rosh Hashanah, when he breaks the Kad in the mist, in the fog? Said Tosfos, he asks from our Gemara, from Daf Dalet, and he answers, Oynes Gomel. That was a case of Oynes Gomel. Is it really Oynes Gomer? Can you say that that's the Ribbono Shel Olam being mazik in that case? I go out for a walk in the fog, you've put a cat in the middle of the Rosh Hashanah. Is that the Ribbono Shel Olam causing the nezek or not? That's not the Ribbono Shel Olam causing the nezek. There's two people. Both could have been avoided. If you wouldn't have put the cat there, it wouldn't have happened. If I wouldn't have gone out walking, it wouldn't have happened. How does the Rambam, how does Tosfos learn? Pshat, our Tosfos says, Dehem Gorim Lulay. It's not I who did it, not the man walking in the mist. It's you who did it for putting the kli there, just like the sleeping man. I went to sleep, there was nothing there. It's not the Ribbono Shel Olam who did it. You did it by putting them there. That's a different concept. So Tosfos is learning that there's no p'tur of onus, but there's a p'tur of ma'isav gorim lulay. That's a different p'tur altogether. The Rambam, according to the Shulchan Aruch, and according to the case of Mishnah, is learning there's no p'tur of onus, but there's a p'tur of onus gomur. What's p'shat onus gomur? The Ribbono Shel Olam, maybe he could either. Maybe he went on his guns, he called somebody else, or the Ribbono Shel Olam caused it, because on the stepladder you can't say it was somebody else. In Aminiyah Chazakad, you can tie it with somebody else. But what are you going to say with the stepladder? Why is he put it with the stepladder? That's the Rambam's kash. Answers the Rambam, was somebody else, was the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because there's no way that could have been foreseen. The stepladder was secure, a person's entitled, fully entitled, to walk on a firm stepladder. And this, the step broke, that's the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's not him. That's how the case of Mishnah learns, because that's how his gears in the Rambam is, that the person fell and damaged. But according to our gears in the Rambam, this is a completely exceptional case. This is not Odom HaMazik. This is a different story. And according to us, Mashmeh in the Rambam, that if it was the man who fell, even though it was completely unforeseen, Hitaka would have been Chayev, because the Rambam holds there is no Ptur at all in the case of Odom who's Mazik Mom. Except if somebody else is Goyim. If somebody else is the Poshea, somebody else is the Muad, then I can say, you did it. But if there's no other party involved, you can't blame it on the Ribbono Shel Olam, says the Rambam. By Odom HaMazik, there's no such p'tur at all. There's a major machlokes between the Rambam as we have his girsa, and the Rambam as the Shulchan Aruch has the girsa. And the interesting thing is that the Tus Venezia, the Venetian Rambam, which is an old Rambam, which came to surface relatively recently again, it's beautiful, it's not with any perishim, the Rambam is just written out in just plain Rambam, and it was republished quite recently. Then the Tus Venezia, like the Shulchan Aruch has it. The Nofal, not the Hezik, not the Heziko. There it's got, it's interesting, there it's got the Noflo, the Hezik. Here's the Nofal, the Hezik, he fell in damage. In Tfus Venezia it's got the Nofla, the Shreva, the Rang fell, the Hezik, and he caused the damage. Which is the most accurate probably of all, in a sense. But now we understand the whole Tuvah. Now we understand the whole Tumor. It's all going to depend on how we're going to be Mefarish the Rambam. How we're going to be Mefarish the Rambam depends on whether we can learn like the Bisa Zalman or we can't. According to our Gersa, we can learn like the Bisa Zalman. According to other Gersa, we can't. The Bisa Zalman probably never saw the Tfus Venezia. Probably never saw it. Who needs anybody to support what? In the Bisa Zalman, you don't need anybody else. For the Rishon Zalman, you don't. Firstly, it's so clear in the Rambam.
So, if you put a cut in the Rishon Zalman, is
the other person entitled to do so? Yes, he's entitled to do so. But you can't therefore say that the walking man caused the damage.
But if you could say the same for the ladder, you didn't take a steel ladder instead of a wooden ladder or something like that. You could.
The Rambam holds that unless there's another human being involved, you're chayiv if it's Odom HaMazik. If there's another human being involved, then you can't. It goes together with that whole shita that the Rambam shita in Shmoni Prokim. Remember that an Odom is a Baal Bechira. You can't blame it on the Ribbono Shel Olam if there's another human being involved. The Rambam the shita, so it's beautiful. If there's another human being involved, then he did the nezek. But if there's no other human being involved, now it's either me or the Ribbono Shel Olam. Caused. Not that he's a mazik. Not that he's a mazik and that he's chayev. He would be chayev if I hurt myself on the. He might well be chayev to go and put it in the Rosh Hashanah in the Afelo. He might well be chayev if I hurt myself on his thing. The question is, am I chayev if I damage his cat? No. Why not? Oynes. I oynes you chayev. So we've either got to come into oynes gomu. What is pshat oynes gomu? According to the Rambam, oynes gomu is. According to everybody, another human being. Good. But the only thing is, according to the others, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't have to be another human being. As long as it's not you, it could be the Ribbono Shel Olam also. The Rambam says no Ribbono Shel Olam. Comes to Nezikin, the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't cause you. Why? Because Nezik is an Isur. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't make people do Isurim. Isur is Bechira. And therefore you're chayev. You're chayev for whatever reason. You're always chayev. Unless it wasn't you that fell on the kli, it was the Shileva. That's a different. Then there's a different basis for the p'tur. Then you're potter for different reasons altogether. And he learns like Tosfos in Makos Daf Zayin.
If a person's going to learning and coming with
like
a new
leader,
we saw all the shittas against the way we
learn.
So we gave up.
We saw all the shittas against the way we
learn. So is it right point to keep searching?
Yes, if you believe you're right, you keep searching. I was learning with my brother once, we were learning some Rambam. And as we were reading through the Rambam, you know how he reads slowly, word for word, and so you've got time while he's reading, he's busy thinking, but he's doing the reading and thinking, so you've got time to let your eye go around the Mefarshim a little bit. So I was already watching the Kesef Mishnah, the Magid Mishnah, and I was watching him translate, and as soon as he got halfway through the Halacha, I said, it's against the Magid Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah, you go. I said, so what? I'm not looking at them yet, I'm learning the Rambam. That's what the Rambam says. What the Kesef Mishnah says, the Magid Mishnah will learn afterwards, but is that not what the Rambam says? Can you learn the Rambam differently? There's got to be in the learning, you can't start. You've got to start off that way at least. You might come to a situation where you see the others are learning differently, then you've got to figure out why. What have I done wrong? But if you can't learn what you've done wrong, if you can't find out what you've done wrong, you don't give up. That's Kifus Hadas. You don't give up. So you say, I don't understand. I learn this way, they learn that way. The way I learn answers, the way they learn doesn't. And I don't understand why they can't learn like me. And you leave it that way. Fine. But you don't give up.
Yeah. That's what you say. You don't understand why they learn
differently. Fine. That's when you've gone as far as you can go. Now, I'll do that. It's not, we're not betting. Learning is not betting. I told you the famous Rebbe Chonon Wasserman when he asked, like, I think the Kasha was already Rebbe Yonasan Eibershitz's one, that if Achrei Rabbim Lahatzis, then we should all become Lubavitchers. If not Lubavitchers, then at least Christians. What's the, if the majority is majority? Answers, Rebbe Yonasan Eibershitz gives. But if you know you're right, if you don't have a sofek, now that depends on your midas. That's where midas come into learning. If you're a baal gaiva, then you won't have a sofek even when you're wrong, and then you're going to waste a lot of time, and you deserve to waste a lot of time. But if you're not a baal gaiva, if you're working on your midas at the same time, then you'll only believe you're right if your taka have something to be based on. And if your taka have something to be based on, you plod on and you fight until you say, look, the whole world's against me, I don't understand why. And until somebody will show me why, I remain bekasha. But you don't just give up because they're against you. You give up because you realize where you've gone wrong. That's a reason to give up. But just because the majority are against you, that's a reason to give up only if you're in sofek. I don't know whether to learn derech A or derech B. And everybody learns A, so then I've got to go A. But if I'm not in sofek, what do I care how everybody else learns? That's really the way that one... Yes, sure. Thanks.
But I myself now
what? Until the Nashika. This approach to the opening of the sugya that we've been adopting here is fundamentally the approach of the Briska Rov. What I haven't done is I haven't relearned the Briska Rov, and that's the mitzvah you can do next week. I learned through the Briska Rov, then I closed him and learned through the Gemara. So I'm not sure that we've come out exactly as he's come out. But the method of approaching it, that's, you'll find that method in the Briska Rov, and it's a wonderful piece. You've got to go through to put a note, because that just opens the whole, certainly the first five daf, if not a lot more than that. And that's been the difficulty. The difficulty I had with this sugya was just getting into what it revolves around. Once you know what it revolves around, then things start falling into place. And I just couldn't get to grips with it, what it revolves around. That's the beauty of the Briska Rov. One simon, it's two pages long. It's 3 weeks to learn it, but that's all it is. It's in one simon, he cuts through the right down to the essence of what it is. And this is what we're talking about here. There's a halacha, there's a description, and there's a tadashore. And what are their interrelationships? You must learn that inside in the Briska Rov. You've got a Briska Rov here in the Beis Medrash, and make further steps of it, and learn through it. If you know the Briska Rov at the end of it, you know the sugya. If you don't know the sugya, you won't be able to make head or tail of what he's saying. But if you know the Gemara and you understand the shiurim that we've had so far, you'll be able to sail through it, and it's very, very beautiful. Now let's try and understand the kasha of how the Rosh explains the kasha, how the Rosh explains the Rif. Of the Yitzvahim or love the Yitzvahim. How do you learn? What does the Rosh want to say? Remember what the Rosh... Okay, let's look at the Rosh inside.
Now, I'm not worrying about the pace of the shiur. Firstly, as I told you, you're going to have time this week to catch up. That's the one reason I'm not worried. Secondly, there are at least three or four people in the shiur who understand it. Once there are three or four people in the shiur who understand it, there's no reason that anybody else can have not to understand it in a week's time. There could be people who now aren't with it. In time, so you've got to get somebody who's understood it, and you've got to chazal with him, and go over it with him. But there's no reason, once there are people, if nobody understood it, then there's no way that I could leave the sugya. But if there are a few people who understand it, please, anybody who's not clear on it, if you want to carry on with the shiur when I get back, what you need to do is to make sure that you understand this, because these things we're going to work right through the sugya. And if you don't have this clear, then the shiur isn't for you for the rest of the sugya. And you remember I said that the sugya is about 50 that long. So it'll be a long time before we see you again.
That lasted about 10 years, right?
Something like that. He first quotes the Rif, then he says, "Hayonir le Rabbeinu Yitzchak, she'im loy motzinu chiluk betashlume nezikin, loy hayo ha'sefer mistapek." That's the key line in the Rosh. Were it not for the fact that there are differences in the payments of the Ovis, there would have been no Shaya. What did he say? What does the Rosh mean by that? What we're examining is these Gzeres HaKosos of each Av. We find Gzeres HaKosos. Even if it's just a general Tadashove that you damage, you pay, that's fine, no problem. But once you find Gzeres HaKosos, Podo B'Tomon, Podo B'Odo B'Kelim, Katsi Nezik B'Tam, all these funny halochas. Now the question is, do these Gzeres HaKosos apply by the Toldo as well? Let's stop there for a moment. What's the Havamina either way? What are the two stories? Why should it not apply to the Toldo? Like Rashi says, Gzeres HaKosos applies only in the case the Torah gives it. The Tilda is very similar and has the same characteristics. No, maybe that the Gzeres HaKosos is not tied to the characteristic. Or will we say? Maybe not. Maybe we'll say that the Gzeres HaKosos is tied to the characteristic. When is the Chatzi Nezek? When is Kavanos Lahazim? When is there Potter B'Tomun? When there's a Kach Achem Urufa, in which case the Torah will be the same. What does the Gemara answer at the end? When it goes through each one, and it says, Maishno Hani, the Kavanosun Lahazik, Maishno Keren, the Kavanosun Lahazik, Hani, Nami Kavanosun Lahazik, what's the Gemara saying? That the Gezatosov goes on the Kavanosun Lahazik, that Tosus works. So according to the Rosh, the very kasher of the Gemara is, do we learn like Rashi or do we learn like Tosus? That's the whole kasha. Once you've got Rashi clear and you've got Tosfos, this is a little different to the Brisker Rov, but it doesn't matter. Once you've got Rashi clear and you've got Tosfos clear, then the Rosh becomes much, the Rosh and the Rif become much clearer to understand. So the Rosh and the Rif, the general chiyuv, that's clearly there. So in that way, they're not learning like Rashi at all. The general chiyuv is clearly there. The question is, does the specific Zeres HaKosov also apply to the Toldo or not? Is the fact that the Toldo shares the unique descriptions of the Av sufficient to project the Gzeres HaKosov onto the Toldo? Or do we say that Gzeres HaKosov has to do with the definition of the Av? That's all. If it's Bur, it's Potter Bodo Bekele. If it's an Av, that is Bur. Potter Bodo Bekele. If not, yes. Those are the story according to the Rosh. And the whole sugya starts taking shape already. The Brisker Rov, what I would like you to get to the stage in the Brisker Rov is that you can say it over outside. It's logical, once you understand the difference of the Brisker Rov is just to have clear what he's saying. But you should be able to do that now. Once you've chazed the Yishirin and you know the Sugya, you should find it easy to work through the Brisker Rov paragraph by paragraph. Make notes as you go, do whatever you want, but at the end of it you should be able to say over the Brisker Rov. That's very important.
Says the Gemara, Tzod of the Keren Mayu. What is the example of the Tzod of Keren? The gif and the shichur of itzur of ito. Maishno the gif of the carry the av, the chit ki yigah, the gif and amit zib ki yigah. Answer the Gemara, hain the gif and the gichi. The time you pass up with the gif, the same in the gif, the loyman of the zui in the gif, the zui in the gif. We'll tell you that they're both the same. Maishno gari odom, the chit ki yigah, or maishno gari behem, the chit ki yigah. Why does it say ki yigah by man and it says, by behem it says ki yigah? Odom, this day mazlik si ki yigah. Ki yigah is a stronger loshon, so odom needs negichah. To do him in. Behemoth, the less of man looks at Kiyigah. Behemoth can be done in with a little Kiyigah. Why is it important to know that? Well, Milsa, Agaburcha Kamashman, and the Torah tells us something else, by the way. The Muad La'odom Avi Muad La'behemoth. The Muad La'behemoth, Lo Avi Muad La'odom. But it is easier to do an animal in than a human being, and therefore, if he's done an animal in, that doesn't make him a Muad, he's done three animals in, that doesn't make him a Muad for Odom. That might be too much, for even for that show. But if he's been a mu'ad l'odom already, then behema b'ahim is no problem. Says Rashi. I'm going to go through these Rashis quickly because we've done them all. The gif hashadofo begufo beizikyo bekavono. The vitzah shirosh okedim derech b'holcho v'rotzo aleim kedei v'shovro, also bekavono. The gif hashibroto b'ragleo v'shibro es akedim. The Ohafi have told the Kerin. Why are they told the Kerin? The Kavanosu lahazik Kerin, the Ein Hanol lahazik Kerin, the Ein Hazik Motzli Tadi. Rashi says three qualifications for Kerin. Kavanosu lahazik, Ein Hanol lahazik, and Ein Hazik Motzli Tadi. It's not such a frequent thing as regularly. You constantly walk with shame. This is different to the question of whether Uche the Kavanah. This is the Kula Amma. This is not part of his normal lifestyle. The whole aim of the Lahua that raised in Gimel for Omin Bekach, that word Bekach, you remember we were Madaik, means he's got to be Muad for the specific Tolda. They don't all join together. Once he's Mavayat, and once he's Roivetz, and once he's Noishek, that doesn't make him a Muad for Kerim. Bekach, we must in that thing, have done it three times. And the Mishalem is Nezek Shalom. Meistens die Gicher der Kerle ab, ich tippe Jiga, der Gicher nahm ich sie Tiger, schör ich es schöre Eil, der Kiemann der Gicher gesehen, Teri nahm ich Absens, der Gicher ist written in der Teure, let that also be an Eil, der Yerushalmi Tag gelernt, der Lies nahm. So we have a precedent for this, saying that there's more than one Eil. Der Yerushalmi learns, der Gicher is an Eil as well. Hat der Gicher der Gicher hu, beloi der Gicher das Haguf. That word der Gicher, when it says in the Teure, die Jiga, that doesn't mean pushing with the body, it means with the horns. Because we've already had Sukkim showing that Negicha is Bekeren, so you can't play around with Negicha. You can play around with Negicha. Negicha also means a Shav, with his body. Is the Keren part of his body? Yes, it is. So could Ki Yigah be Keren? Yes, it could. Could Ki Yigah be the Chifas Hagud? No. Because of the Psukim from of Keren that we've already had. Gabi Odom Kshash Enogach Odom Ksiv Ki Yigah Shor Ish Tes Ki Ish Begabi Negicha Shor Beshor Ksiv Ki Yigah Shor Ish Shor Eyu. Odom disle mazlo shvishlo das lishmeres gufo ksid ki yigat bevada in this kavin hashoel lo hara. The show's kavona was clearly bad. Uvolo bekeach, and he came hard. Avon negifa, abigimash vashimatzori, he made the chokh bekana. Negifa, he was there in front of him and he wanted to get him out of the way, so he pushed him with his horns a little bit. Lishnach, vene isle mazle. Ve'enu noyach lai misle ben negifa. A man doesn't die that easily with negifa. Dehi dechitas keren ma'at, which is just pushing the horn a little bit. That's how a man can be killed. A man is less delicate in that sense than the animal. Since the Torah uses the word negicha by Odom and negicha by the Hema, bearing in mind that negicha is a lighter form of shoving than negicha, the mashma noicha hi abehema lomus min Odom. That implies
that an animal finds it easier to kill another animal than to kill a man. Mashmi'enu, that teaches us. The shoyr hamuad la'ara yisabahim agimu pomin lo yichoshi ma'ad ha'odo legabi odo. That if a shoyr has been made a muad to kill an animal 3 times, that does not make him a muad for a man. If he's nogach a human being after having been nogach 3 animals, if he's then nogach the human being, then dinay ketam, he remains a tam. The eino mishalim is a kofer. The betam ayreg odom kseiv sokel isokel asher levar asher noki. There's no payment because the din of a shur tam who kills a man is that the shur has to be stoned and the ox remains, and the man doesn't pay anything. If a muad kseiv the gambal of humans. In the case of muad, it says and the owner must also die. For hoy misah in the moment, and that debt is money. For some people to pay money, that's like debt. Shemeshalim es hakofer, because he's paying kofer. The main neherog liyoshev, the value of the person who was killed to the yoshev. The loy misa mamish, it's not proper misa. Danim uperekama de Sanhedrin. Arutzichose atahugu viatahugu arutzichashiru. People are killed for their own acts of murder, not for their oxen's acts of murder. If an ox is found to have killed a man 3 times, then the next time he kills an animal is a muad. And how can that be? That he hasn't been brought to court yet, that the shor has not yet been brought to justice, and in between is already gored 3 times. He wasn't stoned as soon as he did the first act of Megicha. That's your deal, Timothy. That's actually the only unmissable.
It seems unusual for him not to bring in.
Because it's not really Megicha here, one could say. You could say it's not Megicha at all. Here we're talking about the distinction between Megicha and Megicha and why the Torah, what the Torah wants to teach us. It wants to teach us that.
It could be regarded as saying there would be Ha'odah
for Megicha. It could be that, I don't know, it could be that there's Ha'odah for Megicha even if there's only damages. If it is not a katsinezik, even if it's not, there, but we need to check that out in halacha. That's as far as we are now. For the next year, the Tosfos that we're going to do are the 4 at the top of the next page, or the five Tosfos at the top of the next page. We'll try and get down to the 2 dots, and we'll do the 5 as much of them as we can on Thursday night in Yud Sashem. The 5 first test was on that Gimel Amud Aleph. Which is capable of continuously causing nezek. And in is they can motzu hilka to the dekerin hain, and therefore these are to the dekerin. The in is they can motzu. Vein hanole ezeku u'mishalim chatzi nezeki kerim maishma kerim devechayev v'katnat v'edo. So this which our papa said v'chika on our papa ashen v'regel. The Gemara is going to proceed next week on the analysis of shen v'regel in the same way as with kerim to see if it's shen v'regel. We cannot perhaps find cases of Tildesei and Lav Kiyotzei Bohem. We've only got to the bottom of Beis on the Beis. How far have you prepared? Who's going to be? Who's done the Gimel Amud Aleph already in preparation? I think maybe we should have a shiur on Thursday night as well. I just move this thing a little bit faster. Is there anybody who can't come on Thursday night? 5:30. Okay, so we'll have a shiur on Thursday night as well at 5:30. Those of you who've got chavrusas from the other shiur on Thursday, please tell them beforehand. And we'll carry on. And by Sunday, in Yirtz Hashem, I want to be at the bottom of Hayam Adam.